Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about the presence of God that surrounds us. The presence of God that surrounds us. It is so important that we find ourselves in a place of acknowledging, understanding, and knowing the presence of God. When we don't do that, we will live in a place of defeat. We will live in a place of not understanding our full and complete identity. Now, there's a beautiful psalm, Psalm 139, and you can read from 7 to 12, and it speaks about David and how David speaks about, where shall I hide from the love of God, from the presence of God? Where shall I hide? If I go to heaven, you are there. If I go to the depths of hell, you are there. Wherever I go, you are there. And he really goes to a point of elaborating and taking us into different scenes of trying to make the point that there is no way that we can hide ourselves from the presence of God. Now, when you walk with that kind of understanding, and you walk with that revelation and identity and acknowledgement of just how powerful the presence of God is, I promise you, nothing in this life will bring you down. Nothing in this life will be too difficult. You see, we need to get to a place where we understand that the presence of God is not something that has to come, that has to enter. It's already there. The fact that God is omnipresent and God is in everything, He is just waiting for you to realize that He's there. It is, if you've ever noticed or if you've ever thought or seen a moment, or just picture this, where someone is sitting and they're so deep in thought and there's another person just standing and looking at them, and they say absolutely nothing. Only when the person who is deep in thought begins to realize that there is someone there and they respond to them, does that person respond back. And it's the same thing with God. God is continuously there. He's continuously in your situation. He's continuously everywhere. And He's watching just to be invited. Nobody wants to just force themselves into anything. People like to be invited. If you go to someone's house, you want them to invite you in. If you stand in someone's office, you want them to invite you to sit. All of those kind of things. We are always waiting for an invitation as the visitor, because that will determine if we respond and how we respond. But when there's no invitation, there can be no response. Then you will just stand and you will hover and you will look as if nothing, as if you are not even there. And that's the case with God. We sometimes don't understand and realize that the presence of God is so real. When I breathe in the presence of God, He is there. When I speak to God and I whisper, He is there. Everything about God is, He is constantly ready to respond to us, but He needs us to acknowledge Him. That is the beauty of God. That is the beauty of building a relationship with Him. Now, you may find yourself in a situation right now where you are distraught. You don't know what to do. Maybe you're in a place where everything in your life is turned upside down, and you are crying out and you are so despondent because you don't know what to do. I am here to remind you of creation Himself, because God Himself, God is creation Himself. He spoke everything into existence. And if He can speak things into existence, and He can speak chaos into order, how much more can you speak order into your chaos? We are sometimes living defeated lives because we don't understand the realness of God in our lives. Sometimes we are struggling with things that we don't have to struggle with. Whereas if you just breathe in the presence of God and you understand where God is at and you understand that God is with you, then I honestly believe that life will become better. It is up to you to get to the realization of this powerful presence that is everywhere you go. And I cannot even imagine when David wrote this psalm. It is such a deep psalm. To have that revelation and that knowledge and that awareness of where shall I go where I can hide from the presence or the love of God. Wherever I go, I cannot hide from the presence of God. He is everywhere. But just because He is everywhere doesn't mean He's in everything. We need to acknowledge Him. We need to acknowledge who He is. We need to acknowledge what He has the ability to do for us. And it is so important that we find ourselves in that place. It is so important that we understand that God is working things out on our behalf. And it is only but an awareness, a revelation, and an understanding of who God is. Today, I want to remind you that you are not alone. I want to remind you that you don't walk alone. I want to remind you that everything in your life, could be taken care of as long as you acknowledge God. When God is acknowledged, things begin to change. Acknowledge Him in your finances. Acknowledge Him in your relationships. Acknowledge Him in your down moments where your mind is so full and you feel overwhelmed by everything that has come against you. Acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him in your health. Acknowledge Him in your studies. Acknowledge Him in every single decision that you need to make. And suddenly, you don't feel as lonely because now you have a partner walking with you and life becomes easier. Again, I want to say to everyone listening to the sound of my voice, listening to this podcast, I want to say to you, you don't have to walk alone. Bring Him into your life. Invite Him. You know, as I said earlier, He's actually there. He's just waiting for your invitation. Can I come in? That is all He's waiting for. That is all He's ever wanted. And if you do that, your life will become better. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your Spirit is upon me. I'm ready for the awareness and the awakening of God on the inside of me. As I decree and declare this, I know that I'm moving to a higher and a new level in you. I speak this over my life, over my mind, over my spirit, as I decree it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back again next week. For now, God bless. Take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.